Thank you, Mr. President. As a humanitarian organization engaged in mine action at global, regional, national, and local levels, we would like to provide some reflections on the international cooperation and assistance for the implementation of this convention. The unique framework of this humanitarian disarmament treaty facilitates international cooperation among the states of the international community. However, after 25 years, new and recurring challenges still need to be properly addressed, and this requires creative thinking, awareness about how the international community is changing, and political will. Importantly, we will not see progress towards concrete and effective mine action without the necessary funds. Throughout the week, we have heard appeals from countries regarding the difficulties caused by the lack of funds for different mine action activities. We hope that more states in the position to do so follow the lead of those that are generously and tirelessly supporting mine action all over the world. Even small contributions, when well targeted, can make a significant difference to the most vulnerable communities. We would particularly like to highlight the need for investment not only in survey and clearance, but also in capacity development, including information management and data collection. Explosive ordnance risk education and victim assistance should be prioritized as means to reduce the immediate impact on civilians, especially when no other intervention is yet possible. Mr. President, international solidarity is fundamental for the implementation of the Convention, but we should always avoid the adoption of one-size-fits-all approach. If we believe in the need for effective implementation of this Convention and its national ownership in every country, it is important to adapt global norms, policies, and criteria to the local context and needs of each country and each community. In particular, we want to emphasize the centrality of the needs of all the people still living in fear of landmines. Their voices, their views, and their needs should always be fully taken into account, in particular those of women and girls. We should also keep in mind that international cooperation and assistance can look different in different contexts. After 25 years, there are many states all over the world with substantive experience and expertise. These states can share important lessons, particularly with neighbors and colleagues in the region who face similar challenges. Donors and implementers have responsibility to support, facilitate, and encourage such exchanges, recognizing the immense wealth of knowledge, expertise, and experience that exists among many affected states. At MAG, we believe this sharing of experience and expertise is important for developing sustainable national capacities and should remain at the forefront of our minds. We encourage a focus on sub-regional cooperation, particularly where existing structures, such as the economic community of West Africa states and the Asian Regional Mine Action Center, offer a ready-made framework for the sharing of information, best practices, and cooperation more generally. Thank you, Mr. President.